open this morning's call with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Semiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Semiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, you guys coming off the bye week and quite a battle on Saturday at home, but come up short 31-20 to James Madison. As you've had a chance to look back at that game, kind of give me your analysis of what happened.
Yeah, it was a great CAA game. I think first and foremost, we had a great turnout from our fans, which we have to thank. You know, it was the most attended home opener that we've ever had here since they've been keeping track. So that's something to look forward to for the rest of the year. But as far as the game went, obviously it was a tough battle game, and I think the story of the game was the second half and the turnovers and their ability as a good team that they are to capitalize on those. It was a 14 points off the turnovers. Which really turned the game around quickly. Obviously, with their talented offense, they'll turn the ball over, and then their back kind of took over toward the end with some big runs. So I think that was really the story of the game, just the momentum swing there. When we turned the ball over, they quickly struck on us and then got it into the end zone, which kind of took the life out of us a little bit. So it's all credit to them. They're a great football team. They're well coached. And, it was good to see our guys again compete, and we had a fourth quarter lead, 2017. It's just with that game now and UConn game, we just gotta keep putting ourselves there, and hopefully we can flip the switch on one of these games and come out with a win.
We got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Morning, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Larry? How are you doing?
Yeah, just obviously you addressed it a little bit at the press conference, but the big plays, you've given up now five touchdowns on plays of 52 yards or more so far this season. What has been the issue there, and how do you address that going forward?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most disappointing thing so far because we pride ourselves on our defense and coming out of the game on Saturday, it's just you can't allow that to happen no matter who you're playing. We got to make teams drive the field and earn points, and we got to cut it out. It's going to be an emphasis moving forward, and I think it's just some of it's been Toledo was more matchups in the past game, and obviously James, you heard us with some zone plays and breaking them in the run game. So we just got to keep taking pride in what we're doing. We got to fix it. Our fits weren't the best on Saturday. But like I said, you got to give credit to them, and their O-line's very talented, and they were able to displace us a little bit.
Thank you.
Joe, you talked about that fourth quarter and some of the turnovers. Dan Collins, I thought, played pretty well, threw for 238 yards, but the interceptions, especially in the second half, and sacked four times in the second half. How much do you feel like it was Jamie's pressure, especially up front in that fourth quarter? How much did that affect him, or were they just bad decisions on the throws?
I think the interesting part was the beginning of the second half. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that. We take the return down into the plus 40 and your momentum, and then on the first play they bring a corner blitz, and he's able to escape out of that, and then that one's on him. I believe he's got to throw that away. He's got to understand the situation. He's got to throw it away. We're still second down plus territory, so we just got to get a little bit better at that situational football. But then obviously later, his first pick was really because of their pressure, their ability to kind of get in there. But I think our O-line did a pretty good job. I think it's different for a D-line when we're in a throwing down situation. If our defense knows that it's a pass down situation, those guys are going to pin their ears back. So, I would say, Danny's just got to make better decisions with the football and just be able for us to extend drives and live to, play another down.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Semiak. If you have a question for Coach Harris-Semiak, just hit *1 on your keypad. Dan certainly got one of his targets back in Micah Wright, his first game back, and played pretty well, three catches for 84 yards. What does he do to be able to give you guys another threat? How much does that help you offensively?
Yeah, it was huge for us. We got some situations with Micah where we had some one-on-ones. He was able to make some of the plays. He probably didn't make as many as he wanted to, but it was a very, very positive first game for Micah. We got to get him in some more situations where we can take advantage of his talents, and we will do that. But I think for the first game back against a very quality opponent, very quality secondary that he was going against. I think he showed up and then proved that he can be a great player in this league. So it was very positive going forward. We just need to continue to put him in positions to have one-on-one opportunities, because with someone like that, I think that's, you know, what you got to look for, and hopefully he can win those.
You touched on a little bit with Larry's question, but you guys gave up 293 yards in the ground, and obviously Jamie's got a pair of talented tailbacks with Abdullah and Johnson. How difficult is it when they rotate those two guys in to defend when they're seemingly bringing fresh legs every other series?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, they're very talented. You know, I think their ability, I think the best thing that they do is everyone knows that they can run and they can break tackles, but just their timing on their zone schemes is very, very good. They have just a knack for what, you know, when to press it and cut it back. They never usually make a mistake in their cuts, which I thought was very impressive. You know, one of those long runs, we were in a pressure, and the back kind of took a front side, and the other time we were just in a base look, and he was able to press it and cut it back. So that to me, you know, coming into the game and just watching the film all week, you know, they're extremely well coached, and they just have a timing with their zone schemes that's very, very good. So we knew that coming in, and then obviously their ability to break some tackles and run away from you is the difference between, you know, great backs and good backs. So, you know, we knew we were up against with those two, and, you know, we played pretty well for the most part, but obviously you give a team more and more opportunities off of turnovers, and eventually, you know, that high-octane offense is going to strike.
I thought you guys watching the game did a fairly good job against their passing attack. Your defensive line registered 3 sacks on the day. One of those guys, Sterling Sheffield, 9 tackles in that game, and one of the 3 sacks. Talk about his performance and how you felt like your guys did up front.
Yeah, I think our D-line was, you know, obviously a big reason why we were able to stay in the game. You know, we got 2 4-year starters inside, Darius Green and Pat Ricard. I thought our ends played pretty well. You know, I thought that, you know, that was a new position. You know, we lost Trevor Bates from last year. You know, so those were positions coming in that we've had to, you know, shuffle some guys around, but I thought they played pretty well. And then in the secondary, I thought our corners played pretty well. I think our safeties need to improve. I think we know that, but they didn't have a terrible day. But I thought on the outside, you know, they tested Najee Good a couple times, he had a PI on him, I think, one of them grabbing a face mask, but I think they tested him pretty well. So they stood up to the challenge, and I think it's just we gotta put the complete game together. And I think the biggest thing for defense is we gotta be able to hold these leads in the fourth quarter. You know, against UConn and now against JMU, we've been leading. So without looking and hoping for the offense to score another one and get us up by even more, I think we just gotta learn to hey, we're in the lead and we gotta protect it. And I think we just gotta keep putting ourselves in those situations, and hopefully it happens.
You guys step back out of conference. Your final non-conference game on Saturday is you face Bryant. They come into the game with a 2-2 record as you started to prepare for them, look at them on film. What are some of the challenges that Bryant presents?
You know, I think, you know, we've had a history with Bryant. We didn't play him last year, but my first 4 years here, we've played him. You know, and I will say that the thing that stands out the most about them, I mean, they play hard now. You know, I see a lot of similarities kind of in their kids that I do – that I do ours. I've never played in the main Bryant game where those kids haven't either, you know, play hard at home or come up here in Orono and played really hard. I think Coach Fine does a great job. He gets those guys motivated. They'll be ready to go. I mean, the last time we played them, they beat us, so we better be ready to go. They went out to Montana State and put up a hell of a game out there, and I think they turned it over inside their own 20 twice down there, and they only lost by less than a score. So they're a talented team, and we're going to be ready to go. They have an identity on offense. They've been doing it since we've been playing them, and I think their defense flies around. You know, their secondary is 4 seniors, so anytime you have that, that usually means good things, and they're going to challenge us. You know, they're going to have some one-on-one situations. So we have the utmost respect for them. You know, it's another challenging game for us at a conference, and we need to play really well to have a chance to win.
Just taking a look at their results so far, as you touched on, that offense of theirs, 24 or more points in all 4 games this season. What have they done so effectively on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably the most impressive guy out there is their quarterback. You know, he was the quarterback 2 years ago when they beat us down there in homecoming. I think he manages the game. I think he's he's a really, I guess sneaky might not be the word, but he's a solid player. You know, he puts the ball in a situation where his guys can win, and he just manages the game. You know, I don't think he makes too many bad mistakes. They got the run game and different things to complement him nicely, and it's an offense that's going to grind it out and look for some big plays in the passing. I mean, I think that's the one thing that stood out to us is that, you know, they're throwing a little bit more maybe than the last time we played them. You know, last time we played them, I think we held them to 30 rushing yards and 29 carries, but this kid threw for 320 yards. So, you know, we're going to have a plan to stop him because he can sling it around. He's got some weapons around him that can catch it.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time as always this morning. Good luck Saturday against Bryant, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you.